Jungle Jim, here they come!
Now!
Sure.
Hey, howdy, hey, nephew.
Uncle Joe, you made it.
What? You didn't think I'd make it?
Oh, well, I didn't mean it.
Oh, never mind, nephew. I forgive you.
Yep.
Well, thanks. Hey, where's Aunt Joanna?
Oh, she couldn't make it. She had to watch the turkeys in the straw. Oh,
man, I was looking forward to seeing her again.
I did bring Grandpa Jake and someone else you'd really be happy to see.
Who?
Hi, Jungle Jim.
Sis, I didn't know you were coming.
Well, I just thought that you'd want to see your favorite sister again.
Sis, you're my only sister.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting.
Yep, she's Sir Jungle Jim's sister, all right.
It's sure great to have all of you guys.
What about me?
And girl here.
Well, we almost didn't get here thanks to Grandpa Jake.
Yep.
What'd he do?
We were crossing the Chihuahua Desert when Grandpa Jake realized that he had forgot his dentures. He wanted us to turn back. Held us at gunpoint.
Then how'd you get back here?
We turned back. That's why we're a little late.
That explains it.
Well, aren't you going to introduce me?
Oh, fam, this is Elmer the Mouse.
Hi, Elmer the Mouse.
Elmer, this is Uncle Joe.
Hey, howdy, hey.
Grandpa Jake.
Yep.
And my favorite sister, Jungle Jane.
Hi.
I'm very pleased to meet all of you.
Now that we've all been introduced, I have an announcement to make, and it concerns Jungle Jim.
It does?
Yep.
What's it about?
I'm not sure if you should be so excited, Jungle Jim.
Oh, Jim boy, we've been a little concerned about the way of life that you've chosen. You know, traveling around the world for a radio show with a little white rat?
Hey!
No offense. But we've arranged for you to have a girlfriend back home, and maybe someday you'll be able to marry and settle down.
Is that her name, Mary?
No. Her name is, well, hey, what's in a name anyway? A skunk by any other name would just stink just as bad.
She's a skunk?
Yep.
No. She's... Well, her name is Miss Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn? What kind of name is that for a girl?
What kind of name is Elmer for a rat?
I'm a mouse!
I tried to tell them that you weren't going to be interested, but they just wouldn't listen.
You know, Jungle Jim, this predicament reminds me of a Bible story.
It does?
Yes, sir. The story of Isaac and Rebecca.
Hey! I'm an expert at that story.
Sure you are.
Well, one day, a long time ago, Abraham thought it was time for his son Isaac to get married. So, he sent his servant to go find Isaac a wife.
Hey, Jungle Jim, she's a little better at telling Bible stories than you are.
Shh! Anyway, Abraham's servant traveled far away. He stopped at a well to get a drink. Then, he prayed that whoever stopped and offered him and his horses water from the well was the one for Isaac, providing she was a girl. Well, eventually, a woman named Rebecca stopped at the well and talked to Abraham's servant. She soon offered to get him and even his horses some water from the well. Abraham's servant knew that she was the one to be Isaac's wife, and it worked out pretty good.
You're not helping, Jungle Jane.
Jungle Jane, you did pretty good yourself.
Thanks.
But Abraham's servant had camels, not horses.
Oh.
I guess she's more like you than we thought, Jungle Jim.
Uncle Joe.
Yes?
Is this Gwendolyn... is she pretty?
Well, she's got a good personality.
But what does she look like?
Well, she's got a great sense of humor.
But is she pretty?
Well, sure.
She's pretty.
Yeah, pretty ugly.
Well, I'll think about it and get back with you about midwinter next year, and...
No, we want you to come back with us now and meet her.
Really?
Yep.
Now, wait a second, guys. We still got a show to do, and I think that this would be a great time for some songs. Don't you, Jungle Jim?
Yes, sir, Elmer. I sure do. See you in a little bit, kids.